So welcome. Hi, I'm Shannon Scott. I'm going to be interviewing Ann Sleet, who is in, I'm in Danville, Kentucky right now, and she is in Parable, Kentucky, I believe.
Yes.
Right, great. So this is in the Women in Politics and Government Oral History Interview Collecting Initiative from the Kentucky Historical Society. So I'm just going to start asking Ann some questions, and hopefully she can share a little bit about her story. So Ann, one of the reasons I chose you as an interview subject is that you have been mayor of Parable, Kentucky a few times, I know. So can you tell me, let's start though with, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and your upbringing, where you grew up and things like that?
I grew up in Lincoln County, Kentucky, in Crab Orchard, Kentucky. And my parents were Morris and Annabelle Ross. And I went to grade school there in Crab Orchard. And after finishing that, I went to Stanford, Kentucky, and I graduated from Lincoln County High School in Stanford, Kentucky.
Okay.
And
What year was that?
In 48, I believe, when I graduated from high school, I was looking at my diploma here the other day. I can go look and tell for Zach, but it was in the 40s.
Okay.
And after I did that, I finished that, and I went to Ohio and stayed about a year and worked there, and then I came back home.
So what did you do in Ohio?
I worked in a nursing home.
Okay. Where was that?
It was in Medina, Ohio.
Okay.
And so at that time, I knew that I wanted to become a nurse. So when I came back home, I met my late husband, Raymond Sleet, and we got married, and we had three children. We have three children, the late Marshall Sleet and Sonny Sleet, and then Stephen Sleet and Regina Sleet Cartwright. And at that particular time, I worked at State Hospital as an aide there, and I decided that I still wanted to go into nursing. So I did go into nursing, and I'm a graduate licensed practical nurse.
Where did you go to nursing school?
In Danville, Kentucky.
Okay.
So what else do you want to know?
So your husband, was he also from around here? With the name Sleet, I'm guessing he was, right?
My husband was from around here, and we met through church. I went to the First Baptist Church of Crab Orchard, Kentucky, and he was at Parable Baptist Church of Perryville, Kentucky. His cousin pastored my church in Crab Orchard and his church in Perryville, Kentucky. And we met through him.
Oh,
so
okay.
Relationship came there. And then later on, we married.
Okay.
He married us, the late Reverend A.C. Goodlove.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And we were happily married. We both were involved in church, and we did that.
So did you live then in Parable or Danville? Where did you wind up living?
I lived in Parable, where I live now.
So you've raised three children, and you've mm-hmm. been a nurse. How long did you practice as a nurse?
From 68 until the state hospital made transition for the youth development center there. They were getting ready to put the prison there. And then after that, the Youth Development Center went out, and the prison became that building there. And that's where it is now. So I nursed up until then, and I forget what year that the prison came there. But however, I worked in Frankfurt too, and I still stayed with the state, and I worked in Frankfurt in records for about 18 months, and I came back to Danville, and I finished my career with the state with the child development center in Danville.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did you get involved in politics?
Oh, my late husband was, I've always been involved. I've always loved politics, and I've always loved history. So I was going to run for council person. And then my husband was going to run for council person. And I thought, well, I'm going to step back and I'm going to let him do that. And, you know, and I'm not going to interfere because I think it's good. And we encouraged each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. And he was on the council. So he passed away while he was on council. And I was asked to fill his seat. And I did. And I finished out his term. And then I ran for city council person on my own after then, and I was successful with that. So my friend, Bruce Richardson, was mayor there, and then he appointed me as mayor pro tem, and he and I had a good relationship, and we worked well together. And then after he decided that he wasn't going to run for mayor again, I thought, well, I think I will. And he and I had good conversations about it, and I talked to him about it, and he thought that that would be okay, and I did, and I was very successful with that. And I have to say one thing about the people of Perryville. I applaud them. They are some good people. They're my friends, and they're my family away from my family, and I really love them. They supported me all the terms. I had 3-4 year terms, and they supported me 100%. And I can't say enough about the people of Perryville.
Terrific. Yeah, that's cool to hear. So what did you do as a council person? What
you said? Well, it's a 6-seat council. Mm-hmm. And we in our meetings, we just discussed the business of the city, what needed, of what should, or what we'd like to see done, and that type of thing, just like in any other meeting, really.
Was there anything that stands out to you that was particularly gratifying to you that you liked about that position, or anything that memorable?
I should have wrote some notes down on that before this.
That's all right.
Like what now?
Well, anything you look back and say, I'm glad we did that, or I'm glad that I was part of that.
My goodness. We did a lot of things. Let me think for a minute.
Okay. Well, and what about, so about what time, what year did you start in the council? Do you remember that?
I started on the council, my husband died in 98.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I started on council then.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think of some of the. I'm trying to think of the. The things that we did. Well, one of the things that we did, the recycling that we have.
Okay.
That's one of the things that was done. And one of the big projects was doing having the bridge done, but that has never come to pass yet. Was widening the bridge there.
Okay.
And like general stuff, just taking care of what needs to be done, like streets and the upkeep of the city to see that it was up and thriving and. Mm-hmm. Going well,
yeah,
and everything with the beautification of it, and it was looking nice. And let's see what else. came. I should have been prepared for this.
No, that's quite all right. I might have just thrown you a curveball there. That's okay. I'm just curious. So were your kids grown by then when you became, had you retired from nursing or were you still doing both?
No, I was retired. And I retired before I was, I was retired before I was ever mayor.
Okay.
I retired in 1960.
Oh wow! Okay.
And I was, when I took over doing that and was working doing all that, I was just doing what I wanted to do. I was volunteering. I volunteered at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was sort of just had my leisure time, and I wasn't doing anything. But I kept active.
Yeah.
And I've always been, I'm interested in Perryville because it's a beautiful place to live, beautiful people here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of history.
And we did accomplish stuff like the build. We had some old builds, the older buildings like on Merchants Row and all that. They were kept up, and we saw that they were. And the community center was already, and we had that for entertainments for people that wanted to rent it out for different things that was going on for them. And see, right off, I can. If I had known, I would have jotted it down, because we did accomplish a lot of things when I was in office. We always saw that the town was kept up and was kept well, and grass was mowed, and weeds was cut, and our celebrations, we always enjoyed that, and we always prepared and had the city updated for that. And we and in Christmas time we had like a Christmas journey, and we went from church to church, and we told the story of a Christmas and how it came about.
That sounds cool. Yeah. So when you became mayor, what was different for you from that? Was it just more of the same, keeping everything going, or?
Well, yeah, I think, yeah, it was. That's, anything I'm into, I give it my best. And I was sure that everything was up to par like it should be. And I was at the office every day. Every day. And I thought it was my part. I was supposed to be there to take care of whatever situations may come up, and it was just like a job that I would go to every morning.
So what type of people did you interact with as mayor? Did you have any particular friends or folks that you relied on a lot, or?
Like, what do you mean by that?
Well, I'm trying to get a sense of, maybe, can you tell me maybe a little bit about what your day would have been like as a mayor, you know? Maybe an average day and maybe more exciting day?
What my average day would been like as a mayor is that I was there for whomever may come in for whatever they may come in for.
So people would just drop in and say, I need this?
Right. If someone dropped in and said they need something, I was there. If someone called, I was there. I never was away unless I was away on business for the city or business for me. But it was just like I would get up every morning and go on the job to work. So that was my job. I was committed to that. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. And our business season was during tax season. And so we had, it was busy, quite busy then, and that began around, well, when taxes come out around the last of October, 1st of November, somewhere like that. And it was just like anybody would get up and go to a regular job.
So, and you said you served, what, three terms as mayor?
I served 3 4-year terms.
And you ran three campaigns?
I did.
So did you have competitors for those seats, or
I did not. I only had one. I only had the last term that I ran, I had one person that ran against me. And I won that election. my first two terms, I didn't have anybody. So, my last term I did. And so, I thought I'm going to win this. And I did. And so I still revert back to the people of Pierreville. Mm-hmm. How nice they were to me. And I would put Pierreville up against any city for their kindness, their loyalty, and their love, and how they supported me.
That sounds great. So how was campaigning when you had a competitor? Did you have to go out and talk to a lot more people?
I did my usual thing. Mm-hmm. I did it just like I did when I was running my other two terms. It didn't upset me and it didn't bother me. I wasn't bitter and it wasn't great. I just knew what my strategy was. I knew what I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it. And I did it the way I did my other two campaigns. And I had no problem.
So I'm guessing you probably, even though you're no longer mayor, you probably still have a little of little interaction with the city and.
I do. I tell them I'm available if they need me, uh-huh. And I still keep them at heart, and I still love them, and I'll support them in anything they do, and I always tell them. I'm just a phone call away, and all you need to do is call me. If you need something, if I can help out on anything, I'm there for you.
Sounds great. So is there anything that you tell young people who are thinking about becoming, maybe running for office or going into public service? Do you have any advice for folks that you give?
I don't run into that many young people, but I do encourage them when I do see them that, you know, that they ought to think about it, what they want to do, and make sure this is what they want to do before they get into it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Is there anything you wish you'd known when you decided to get into public service?
Well, I had to learn. I didn't know it all. I had to learn, but I learned some of it from my late husband. Mm-hmm. Because he was in it, and I was living with him, and I was a part of. I was interested in him and supported him, so I knew about what to expect when I got into it. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't any problems with at all. And I don't know if any major problems or any conflicts or anything. Mm-hmm. We just since this is a historical city and we live here in a historical town, we kept it up to par. Good word for it. We wanted to make sure that our buildings were up as much as so, and then. We had our events that we had every year. We always fixed up the town for that. We made sure that our streets looked good, and our paintings looked good. Our flags were up, and everything was right up to the max.
So as mayor or council person, how much interaction did you have with the county? Do you have to meet with the county for a lot of things, or?
Well, I would go to their meetings. If they had meetings that I should go to or something of that nature, I had good relations with them. Mm-hmm. I really did. I didn't have any problems with anybody. I work well with them, and they work well with me. So we just work good together, and that's what it's all about. It's working together, good relationships with each other.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure your husband was one, but did you have any mentors, anyone you relied on for advice, or someone that you looked up to for? As an example,
what do you mean?
Well, were there any mentors, anyone that you?
Mentors that I looked up to.
Yeah.
Yes, I did have mentors that I looked up to. My husband's cousin, the late Amelia Burton.
Hmm.
And she was my mentor and my encourager.
Was she also in Parable?
She was. She's my husband's cousin.
What did she do?
She's a school teacher.
Okay.
She taught my husband in the one-room school here in Perryville. It's a one-room black school. And she taught in that. And she started teaching, I think, when she was about 18 years old.
Oh, my.
And so she was my mentor. And then... then my pastors were too.
Mm-hmm.
And I had other friends and around was my mentors that, you know, that encouraged me, and just they were just good friends. And then I have and my other friends here in town.
Mm-hmm. Anyone in particular that you remember was helpful or?
Like what?
I'm just trying to think if there's any. I mean, who else helped, you know, kind of enrich your life? That's. So your husband went to a one room school in Parable, and you went to Crab Orchard.
Yeah.
High school, right? And then.
To one room school.
Was Crab Orchard also one room?
Was it what?
What was Crab Orchard school like?
It was a one-room school.
It was also one-room? Okay.
Mm.
And my grandparents went to one-room schools, but I can't even imagine keeping all those kids.
And I have friends here in Perryville, and I want if I start mentioning names, I'll leave out somebody, and I don't want to do that.
Oh, that's all right. That's good. So what am I not asking you? What do you want to tell me about your experience, either as a politician's wife, as a politician, as a mayor, as a community member? Is there anything?
Well, I love politics.
Mm-hmm.
And I love history, and it's just I don't know why about politics, but I guess it's just because that was just always was my interest, and I did that, and I was just like that, and I'm a people person. I love mm-hmm. people.
Is there a particular area of history that you like that I guess maybe Parable might be one of your historical interests, but what are you interested in history?
Like
Well, when you think of you say you like history, is it your family's history, the community's history?
Yes, I do. My family tree, my family history. I like that. And then just history in general, just like what's going on now, and I like the history of the battlefield out there, and there was the area out there that was Sleep Town.
I have read about Sleep Town, so I'm assuming your husband's family was. Were they from Sleep Town?
They were part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Have you learned a lot about that area?
Well, yes, and I have some brochures on that too, and I know where it is out there, and I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
And the battlefield has done a very good job of having it as a part of that out there now.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been out. I've been to the battlefield, but I haven't been to Sleep Town. I'm assuming there's nobody living out there right now. Is that correct? There's
nobody out there, but the original house is still standing there.
Okay. And they keep that up as part of the park or the battlefield?
Well, they... Per se, they don't, but it's still there, and they're interested in it. And there's funds, you know how funds are, and there's not always enough money to do all the things you'd like to do.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's part of what the mayor's job is help allocate funds. Is that right?
Well, yeah, we for funds. If anybody's got anything going, we would like to have a share, a part of that, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I wish that I'd asked you what was. I've been more detailed about some stuff what you asking me, and I'm sorry I didn't ask you before this. And I would have some stuff outlined.
Well, that's all right. We can always talk again too. So that's.
Yeah.
I'm particularly interested in history. That's one of the reasons I am doing this project. I just love to find out about people's history and communities' history. So. Yeah, and you're a part of it. So is there anything that you've learned through your career about yourself that it sounds like you're pretty resilient and you're pretty...
You said anything about myself? I'm a pretty independent person.
Mm-hmm.
And I love people. I have a lot, just as I said, I have a lot of friends, but I'm pretty I can just do whatever I want to do, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you put it like a happy-go-lucky or whatever, but I'm just pretty reserved, and I'm pretty well, you know, satisfied to do what I want to do when I want to do it, and independent, as I say.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I can entertain myself and just do what I want to do. Go when I want to go.
Yeah. So what do you see right now from where you're sitting, having been so involved in the community for so long, some of the current challenges or opportunities that are facing Perryville in this area?
Okay, you said some of the opportunities it's facing.
Yeah.
Perryville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not out there to see. I don't know what's challenging them now.
Mm-hmm.
Or, But I support the parable and building it up or doing whatever projects they have or may have going, and making sense as a historical city and to keeping everything up as historical as we can.
Yeah. So if, when you were mayor, if you had an unlimited budget, what would have, you would have liked to have been able to do? Widen the bridge sounds like one of them.
We're going to have to do this conversation again, Garrison,
okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
So I think, and right off the top of my head, I'm trying to think of some things that we did do some of the things that we did get done. We did a lot.
Yeah.
Just kept things up. We didn't let anything go down, and mm-hmm. and we always kept things up and afloat. That it always wanted to look good whenever we were having. If we wasn't having events, or if we were having events, we always kept our city up and our streets, as I said, clean, and mm-hmm. and our sidewalks kept good, and the paint of the curbs there, and the biggest, as I said before, the biggest thing that was to widen the bridge, and it's still on to be done, and hopefully someday it will be
yeah.
done. We have a lot of traffic coming through here, east, west, north, and south.
Yeah. So
and one thing that we have got is with the city hall that was there that I was in. Since then, where the bank was, what's the name of that bank that went out? And they gave that and city hall right now.
Okay.
We have a new city hall, and that's good. They're doing a good job, and I'm proud of our council and the mayor and all and They're doing well. They're finishing up stuff that was left undone. You know, there's always something to be done.
Oh yeah, yeah. Who is the current mayor?
It's Brian Cowell.
Okay. So I know that you mentioned Christmas, and I know that there's the Parable Battle
and October we have the Battle of Parables.
Right. And that's like a week at least worth of.
It's a weekend.
It's
the
okay.
first weekend in October. And then we have the Turtle Derby is in July,
okay.
And that's a Main Street project.
Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with that a little bit.
And I'm trying to say, and the bourbon chase that came through, that was a big thing that came through every year.
Yeah, the race where they run, the foot race.
It's the runners that come
yeah.
through. And
yeah, it is a beautiful little town. I like to
yeah.
go over there and take pictures. Yeah.
I'm trying to say, and those are two of the big events that
yeah.
that we did. Oh, Ralph, I'm trying to think of something else.
Yeah.
So, our historical buildings and all of that. I think I may be repeating myself, but we always do. People kept those up, and some people live in those, and they keep them up very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a little shops on Merchants Row, we have people that's in those, and they keep them up.
Is that a challenge, having historical buildings that you need to...
Well, our main street person does that she takes they take care of them or see that they up and running and business are in those.
Is that part, that's part of the, is that Chamber of Commerce or is that part of the city?
It's I don't know if it's part of the Chamber in Danville, maybe.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but it's a, well, they have a state, I guess, around has Main Street, has a Main Street program.
Mm-hmm.
Like Main Street in Danville has one.
Right. Yeah.
And then we have one here, and so I guess they connect with one another, you know.
Yeah.
And I was just trying, right off the top of my head, I was just trying to think of something. What else we do? We just want our city to be the best little city that there is around. And we always find ways to make it be that.
Well, I think you were pretty successful. Do you think you were pretty successful as mayor doing that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I don't want to brag so much on myself, but yeah, I did. I gave it my 100%+. I sure did. That was my first priority.
You're allowed to brag on yourself.
To see that everything was intact, everything was like it's supposed to be, and nothing was left undone.
Yeah.
And most of all, that I was always there in the office, and I was on top of everything. Is there? I had good council people. We got along very well.
So, when you were coming up, I mean, I understand you were the first African-American woman mayor of Parable. Were you the first woman mayor of Parable? Or were there other? Yep. Okay. Were there a lot of women council members, or were you one of the first, too?
Were there a lot of women what?
Council members.
Were there a lot of women councilman persons?
Yeah.
Let's see. I was the first woman mayor, and yeah, I believe now that on my term, it's when we had women council people.
Okay.
I believe. I'm not so sure. I have to go back and look that up.
Okay.
There may have been. There may be one before my term,
mm-hmm.
and there might be one before my term, but during my term, I had several women.
Okay.
Council people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it's good to have women, have a mixture of them, because women have great ideas too.
Oh yeah.
And as I say, we work well together.
Sounds like a good team. Yeah.
Did you say something?
It just sounds like a good team.
We were a good team.
So any other advice you would give for someone who is thinking about going into public service?
Oh.
Especially a woman, maybe?
I would say to them, you know, if this is what you like, you got to like what you do.
Mm-hmm.
If this is what you like and this is what you think you want to do, I would encourage you to do it, and you know, don't ever doubt yourself, or put, you have to think good of yourself. Don't ever doubt yourself, or put yourself down, because I always thought good of myself. I always thought that you have to set your goals and work towards those goals.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my thing is. And then if you're really sincere in what you want to do, and you like what you want to do, you'll be successful in doing that. But you have to treat people like you want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not who likes who does this, who does that, and the other. Everybody's not going to like everybody. And that's human nature. But I don't know of anybody. I may not like your ways, but I love you, and I like you just the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just that's just the way I feel about it. I like people. I wouldn't have gotten into that if I hadn't been a people person, and I like people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, I enjoy being around them, and you learn from each other, and you draw from each other. So that's as I say, these are some great people in Perryville.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And they are my friends.
Sounds like it, yeah.
And all the church people and all, you know, the churches, and we have several churches here for a small city.
Sounds like your faith and your faith community, your church community, has been important to you for a long time. Is that a good assessment?
My what?
Your church community has been important for you.
Yes, my church community has been important to me, and the banks too. I have good friends at the bank, Farmers Bank.
Uh-huh.
We only have one bank here now. My friends are there, and my friends are all over town, all in Caribbean.
Yeah.
All of them are my friends. If I needed one, I could call them and they would be right there for me.
Yeah. So there's several churches in Parable, right?
Yes, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's see. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, about 7, I think.
I'm trying to think, there's probably like 3 right down by the river.
Yeah, it is. It's 2 by the river, the Presbyterian and Christian, and the Baptist. Those mm-hmm. are 3. We have the Catholic Church there too.
Okay, yeah.
Church of God and Methodist Church, and 2 Baptist churches. My church and the other Baptist church on the corner.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to think if there's anything else I need to be asking you. It sounds like you've had a rich career as mayor, councilperson, community member. Anything else?
And then our school. We have a great school here.
Yeah.
We have a great school here. On different occasions, when I was mayor, I went to school and talked to the children.
Oh, yeah.
And I went there and I read to them.
That sounds like that might be one of your favorite things to do, right?
that's one of my favorite
things.
But I'm trying to think, and I wish that I'd asked you yesterday. I'm trying to think of some of the things that we did do when I was in office.
How much of it was like ceremonial, you know, just we need a mayor there to be there, or how much of it was just actual work?
run it by me again.
Well, how much, what, part of your job was, you know, ceremonial, shaking hands and opening things, and how much of it was office work and doing actual budgets and things like that?
You're saying how much was?
Well, I guess I'm trying to get a sense of the job. I know that most people see a mayor visibly out and about in the community doing things, but I'm guessing a lot of the work is behind the scenes, right? Doing
it is
thing run.
Are you doing the budget and all that?
Yeah. Were you involved? How much were you involved in that?
Oh yes, and during our budget.
Yes.
You have to be very careful and cautious about doing the budget. But I had good council people that we had a budget committee.
Okay.
And we worked well on it. And we did it, and we all agreed on doing it. We knew what we had to spend and what we had to do this and this with. So we did well on doing our budget.
Yeah.
Because as you say, this is a small city. We don't have big funds like Danville and a lot of these big cities. And our taxes was our biggest coming in. And so we knew what we had to work with. And so we had to live within what we had.
Mm. That was a challenge, I'm sure.
Yeah. And so we don't have per se any job. This is not an industry town. We don't. People here go outside of here to work. There's not many jobs that are in it. Only the people that owns the business here in town.
Right.
As far as people coming in, like to work, like in Danville and all those places like that, we're going outside of here to work.
Yeah. I would think the biggest employers would be the schools and the.
Yeah, and then our garage, and that really, that troubled me when our garage caught on fire and burned.
Oh my! When did that happen?
That happened the year before. Was a year before I went out of office. I had to look back and see when that happened.
Okay.
It burned it completely down.
Oh wow!
And that was one of the businesses that we had in town, and that was a major disaster.
Yeah.
But our main thing was to keep our city up and keep it vibrant and keep it looking good.
Yeah. Well, I think that you've done a good job on that. As an ex-outsider looking in, I think.
But I want to go back and look at some of those things. Some of the accomplishments when I was in office right on top of my head.
Okay. Well, we can talk again. That sounds good. I really appreciate your time to, you know, let me ask you some questions, and sounds like it's a tip of the iceberg. There's probably a lot more we can talk about. So
I'd
love to talk to you more in the future if that's something you want to do.
Okay. I would like to just. I know that there were things that we did and things that was accomplished when I was in office, but the major things was. It was just a daily, just taking care of stuff and seeing the things that's kept up and our buildings and our everything was clean and neat and kept it up to par.
Yeah.
And we did that. We worked hard on our city to keep it looking good.
Well, that sounds great. Let me ask you a couple of questions too, just so I can get some detail that for future reference. We talked about where you were born. When were you born? What was your birthday? August 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be willing to share the year or not?
Well, yeah. August the 14th, 1931.
31, okay. And you told me your parents' names, and I'm sorry, I forgot. What were your
names? Morris and Annabelle Ross.
Okay. Did you have any brothers and sisters?
I had two sisters and a brother. I had Morris Ross Jr. and Christine Reed and May Gant.
Okay. Are any of them living still?
My sister, Christine.
Does she still live around here or
she lives in Stanford.
Oh, Stanford. Okay. Not too far away. And then you grew up in Crab Orchard and went to one room school there. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything notable that you remember from back then that might have made you think that you were eventually going to be in politics?
No. It was my wildest dream. I never thought about that.
Yeah. What did you think you wanted to do when you grew up? Do you remember?
At one time, I thought maybe I would like to be a beautician.
Ah, okay.
And then that sort of left me, not that. Yeah. And then I got into this nursing thing.
Yeah. That sounds like a good career there.
Yeah, and that was a great career. I like that. There's certain things that's cut out for certain people to do. So I guess, you know, like everybody can't be a teacher. That, you know, everybody can't be this and that. But the people are cut out for different things, I think.
Yeah, oh yeah. And at different times, too, I think. And so you mentioned, back again, you mentioned you went to nursing school in Danville. Was that at the hospital? What?
It was Danville School of Practical Nursing.
Okay. I'm guessing that, I guess that doesn't exist anymore. Is that right?
Guess it's what, please?
That school probably is not there anymore.
It's not there anymore. That was way back in the day.
Okay. Was that near the hospital, or where was that school?
It was down past the hospital on 3rd Street.
Okay.
I think it was the 3rd Street. It was, I want to think those buildings down there, and it wasn't on KSD side. It was, I want to think that's where it was.
Okay.
That's been a long time ago.
Yeah, oh yeah. And then you met and married your husband from Parable. What did he do? What was his job?
My husband was, when I married him, he was working as the Ford garage in Perryville.
Okay.
But my husband was a cook. He's a chef.
Ah, okay.
He cooked at the state hospital.
Okay. That sounds like a good choice in mate, someone who can cook.
Yeah. that was a good one.
Yeah. And then you raised your children in Perryville.
I did. And yeah. My children went to school here, and they graduated from Boyle County High School.
Okay.
All of them did.
Yeah. Well, we're coming up on an hour. Is there anything I haven't asked you that I should have asked, or anything you want to share that we haven't talked about? Or
I don't know. No, I don't know. I can't think of anything. I mean, I'm active in the homemakers and I think I told you that I volunteered at the hospital.
Yes.
I'm active in my church,
let me ask you this, because I know we had to postpone this interview and figure out how to do this differently because of the COVID. How has COVID changed what you're doing now? Is that something that's impacted you personally, or you?
It's a different lifestyle. Of course, you have to be cautious and stay in and wear your mask when you go out and all of that. But I go by the rules and regulations that the governor has set out. You know, I don't go out unless I have to go out. If I go out, I have to go out on business, whatever I need to go out for. Occasionally, I will go into town if it was just looking around or whatever, but that's not necessary that I do that now. But I guess maybe it has affected maybe people, and I don't know. But you don't feel like, I mean, myself, I feel like when I went out, I didn't have to wear a mask, and I just go out and back in and all like that. But now I'm cautious when I go out that I put my mask on and I do what.
Yeah.
I go by regulations and rules that's set to go by.
Yeah.
But I take it serious. I take COVID serious. I think the mayor, I think our governor's doing a very, very good job with that. Very sincere about it. And people should listen and go by what he's saying. Because I believe it's here for a while.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And I'm hoping it's not. And when I look at the people that has that and people that has died from that, I mean, it's sad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I agree it's going to be here for a while, but I think our areas, it's been relatively spared some of the worst, so.
Yeah.
For now.
I think so too.
Yeah. Well, so, thank you so much. This has been
you're so welcome, but I enjoy talking to you, but the only thing the only thing about it is my time at the city. We did do a lot of stuff. I need to go back and work on that.
Well,
maybe get back on that.
Yeah, pat yourself on the back. You did a lot, right?
Yeah, I did. I can write off, but I knew we did a lot. We took care of the town. Our town was up to par.
Yeah.
It was clean.
Yeah.
We didn't see we didn't have anything laying around when it was supposed to be. We got rid of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm going to stop the recording now. Let's see.